It also incorporates several key provisions of the new Farm Bill, though it is noted that the analysis required some assumptions about how the bill will be implemented and how farmers will respond to the new options provided. The figures reported in the baseline briefing represent the average of 500 alternative outcomes based on different assumptions about the weather, oil prices, and other factors. Now, among the results, prices for most crops are likely to remain below recent peaks, with projected corn prices over the next 10 years at about $4 per bushel, that's under the average market conditions, and soybean prices at around $10 a bushel. Now, for ethanol production, projected growth over the next several years is limited, with the baseline assuming the Environmental Protection Agency proposal to modify the 2014 renewable fuel standard will be adopted and that a similar approach will be used to set biofuel use mandates in subsequent years. FAPRI also expects record cattle prices due to the reduced cattle numbers, which will limit beef production. The analysis expects cattle prices and returns to cow-calf operators will remain high until herds have a chance to rebuild. In addition, lower projected feed costs will help improve the profitability of livestock production. FAPRI does note, though, one uncertainty is the effect of porcine epidemic diarrhea virus on the pork sector. But overall, in 2014, they say net farm income is projected to decline more than $30 billion, or 24% from the 2013 record, as sharply lower crop prices and reduced government payments more than offset the impact of strong cattle and milk prices and a slight reduction in production costs. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.